Blog Talk Radio.
Truth is out there, Voice of the People radio show. It's a great week, great day. Everything's happening all over the place. We might have a surprise guest coming on today. This guy has been pretty busy over the last several days. But just before we got on the radio show, I got a little eye wink, so to speak, that this gentleman may be coming on. So if I see his phone come on the thing, I will introduce him and play his entrance that we have. But anyway, let's see if he does. But anyhow, let me introduce to you to our co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
Scarlett's doing good. I'm doing great. I hear our neighbors outside having a good time. The storms have passed. At least it looks like it has.
Hey, it's
and
August,
they're outside enjoying themselves, which is nice to
August.
Hear.
It's August. Farther you can wait 1 minute and be nice the next.
You know, and they're outside and they don't want to be bogged in the house all day. They want to be out, and having fun and with their friends, having conversation and laughing and feeling good.
Yeah, that's the sign of? That's the sound of? Know what the sound is? That's the sound of freedom.
Yes.
That's the sound of families and children and moms and dads hanging around together, having a fun time at the pool and just getting along. It's better to have that than nothing at all.
What, down Democrats? Boo-hoo.
Yeah.
Well,
you need...
Can't be boo-hoo all the time. That's ridiculous.
No, you...
Just can't.
You
life has got to be enjoyed. You got to laugh
have
a little
positive
bit.
People.
You got to feel
you
good
gotta
a little bit.
You got to enjoy life. You got to be positive. You got
life
to...
Life is not all about just making money, paying the bills, and trying to figure out how you're going to get your next dollar. You got to take a breath. You really right. do, because it's going to happen no matter what, either way. So why not enjoy something for a moment?
You know, and, you know, that's what we do, you know, and we go and always ask, and now things are, whether it be your people or my people, I want to get back on Monday or Tuesday, how was your weekend, no matter who it is, no matter who the people you work with.
Absolutely, across the country, you know. Were you with your friends? Were you with your family? Did you have a good time? You know, you don't have to go out and spend money to have a good time. You can just go sit outside and have some fresh air and have a cool drink and listen to some music and enjoy each other's company. It really is lovely. It's fun. It feels good. And just leave the whatever parked and see other things.
I know, and this what's great about Florida is that we're in a free state.
The whole country
and we can pretty much do anything we want.
Summer, so and school is going to be returning school soon, and if anybody cannot afford to get their child the resources or the items they need, there are people out there that are giving books and pencils and pens and scissors and glue and whatever you need. So your child will have success in school this year.
There are a lot of organizations out there that will help
exactly.
you.
Exactly. You're not alone. If you need to get a uniform for your child, you're not alone. Nobody's alone in this country, okay? If people in Florida and if people are crying in California or Minnesota or whatever state, call the truth at 515-602-9657, and we'll direct you to someone. They'll help you. It don't matter where you live. You will get help, and your child will be a success. And if you don't have money to feed your child, the nutrition program will feed your child. Nobody lets a child suffer. Nobody.
No, and there are programs out there that we do that, and doesn't matter if it's CARE, Health International, or some other organization.
That's right. That's right. Because there are people out there that do care, that all they do is care about children. Okay?
That
and they do care about adults. And if you're looking for a job and you can't seem to find one, call 515-602-9657, and we'll direct you to someone who can direct you to finding unemployment where you live. And it won't. Maybe you have to stay at home. Maybe you have to be a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home dad and can find you. And if you can't find a computer that you need to do that internet job, they'll find you that too. And if you have problems paying you whatever you need, they'll help you find that too. Okay? You're not alone out there. You're just not.
Never alone. And there are plenty of resources out there. Despite
there are, there are.
Doing.
Okay, because the Biden administration is crunching everybody to little nodders, and we're not going to allow it. We're going to stand up and fight. We're going to fight for the people because they are great, and they don't deserve this stuff. Okay, and they can pass any bill, and they can do whatever they want and raise. The people will still stand together, and on November 8th. We're going to vote you out. We're just going to vote you out. We are. And you're not going to stop us because the Patriots and everybody are together in
on election.
We're
going to
do our job.
On election day in November,
we're sick and tired of the crap that's being dished on us. And you got to dish it anymore. Okay, it's all you.
Meanwhile, we'll go over some things. Early in the day, I did the story, lengthy the podcast, kind of tell the story about Rabbi Pauly and how we met and the campaign and everything. And I used to get a lot of information coming out of Israel directly from him and the Knesset. And he introduced me to Bibi Netanyahu and got the support that went, man. Now, this morning he sent over some information and gave the timeline, which I fit the timeline on the podcast. So go and listen to the podcast, the Truth Is Out There, Voice of People podcast for the timeline. But Israel was under attack over this last few days. And the IDF, that's the Israeli Defense Forces, took out three Islamist leaders, jihadis, in the Gaza area and tunnels and stuff, and through various operations. And he went through the whole thing, and I went through the whole thing too. You know, so could see the timeline on my Facebook page. You got to scroll down for it, but it's from Rabbi Pauly. When I used to get years ago under Obama, Trump thinks Israel secure, but Biden, like Obama, Israel's not secure, and because they're very weak, and they're anti-Semitic anyway. So Israel, again, is under attack, and like Obama, in fact, in the Obama days, they get rockets all the
time. Do you know why this is happening?
I was getting information.
Inside information from Rabbi Pauly.
First-hand live information before the media, and we were broadcasting it, and we're doing the same now here, and that's what I said before.
Do you know why this is happening? Who is just in Israel?
It's around the world.
Who is just in Israel?
Biden. Who is just in Biden? Yeah, but, you know, Biden's that
okay,
he
didn't get what he wanted. What do you think is going on? Obama didn't get what he wanted. Right?
Right.
So what do you think is going on? Retaliation.
So they got, yeah.
When's Bibi coming back?
He's in the process. It takes about 4 to 5 weeks. It's after reform the government and stuff, and he's
okay,
expected
well,
to
so
be
who's, who's leading the charge against this, these anti-Jews?
The government, the original government, is still in charge, even though it's, they fell apart. But they're working in conjunction with the two sides together until the new, to the new government
is that because
forms.
We won't recognize Palestine as a state? We won't give up land? Would that be correct?
No, that's true. We will never see a two-state in Israel, in the Middle East. There's never going to be a two-state solution.
We're never
ever
going to give up land.
No.
Okay? Since the Jews were free, the Hebrews were free, we don't give up things anymore. Okay? We walk free. The Jewish people around this world are free. And we will stand strong, and we're not going to take your crap. Anything else?
No, and the Abraham Accord, which was Trump's thing, Biden tries to expand it, but he doesn't know how. And, in fact, he's probably
they
hurting it more than
they don't want to expand
else.
It. They want to destroy it. It's all a lie. It's a bait and switch.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
meanwhile,
that was going on.
How bad is it in Israel? Did anybody die?
The Democrats are pissed off because they couldn't get the insulin thing that they were looking for. I'm going to tell you something. There's a thing called cap on insulin price. First of all, insulin for most people is free anyway, based on the fact that you have Medicare, Medicaid, Medicare Advantage.
Isn't insulin
you
for diabetes?
Yeah, they don't cost anything for insulin. Most pharmacies don't charge for that, number one. And if they do, the insurance companies pick up on it anyway.
Or you have a co-payment. How much can it be? Depending on what your insurance is.
Right.
Okay, so what's the problem with this insulin?
They think it's a waste of time. The reason why the Republicans are against the cap is because they want government controlling prices. It doesn't work. It actually hurts. That's the reason.
So both sides are morons.
We believe in the free market.
Are both sides morons?
They're idiots. And also the climate change stuff is all bull crap anyway, because no matter what we do in this country, we don't live in the bubble.
Nope.
We live in a world where everybody breathes similar air, so, you know, we can clean up the air in this country the best we can. But when you got China and Russia, and I did this on the podcast, China and Russia and the third world nations and the fourth world nations, if there are any, they're not doing it. So
but
what
doesn't the planet circle? So the planet rotates, right?
Time.
So whatever
what?
Goes up in the air, eventually it comes over
comes
us.
Us.
Would that be correct?
Yeah. So you're reading, we're not, so none of that stuff was working. This is more
no,
cold
it's moronic.
Control over the people.
Right. You can't control
this whole
the world.
Thing, the so-called Green New Deal is a communist takeover of this country to destroy this country. But it's nothing
right.
about climate change. Climate
it's,
change
there
is
no
weather.
Climate change. There
is
no
weather.
Hot. There is no cold. The weather is the weather. Okay? Sometimes
right. fact,
it's good. Sometimes it's
in
bad.
In fact, this country right now, this summer across the country, even though it's hot, it's not hot. This is what it is on a normal summertime
season. It's natural. It's
normal.
That, it's not what I think. But the forest
the fact,
fires that are happening,
the fact,
now that is man-made. Reason it's man-made
it's
is because they don't take care of the environment, the ground, and keep
no,
it safe.
No, we haven't had, the Pacific has a couple hurricanes and stuff like that.
Right.
But we really haven't had one yet here.
No.
There is a tropical
rain.
System
rain's
that they're
good.
Watching
it's
now,
good
but
the
it's not doing.
It's good for Lake Okeechobee. Absolutely, it's good. It's healthy. So, what happened today in the Idiots on the Hill?
I tried slamming through some stuff, but I tell you, I got to give Simina credit in some way because she, because of her vote, a number of Republican amendments got into the bill, including border security, which kind of almost killed it, but they got it in there. And the prescription cap thing was defeated. So there's a few things that we got, but it doesn't matter. It's temporary. It's not even a real bill. It's
what happened with that energy crap bill? Raising taxes.
That's what I'm talking about. There's nothing in there about energy.
So they're not raising electricity. They're not raising gas prices. Okay, are they raising death taxes and taxes on businesses and all
that's
that stuff?
That's what they're trying to raise taxes on. This is where they, for two things. You don't spend almost $1 trillion in a recession, and you don't raise taxes in a recession. Both of them are debt notes.
They're creating the
everyone,
recession. They want to
everyone,
make it worse. Move on.
Everyone that voted for this bill is going to lose their seat either this year or in 2024. They're done.
Or whatever
their careers
it is.
Are
they're
over.
Losing it. They're gone. I still
their careers
the
are
baby.
Over.
Okay.
No.
So,
in
are
fact,
they raising taxes on us?
A number of them
are
being
us?
Recalled. Like Manchin's being recalled. There's another one being recalled. So, they could be out of office in about 2 weeks, some of them.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
So we know there's recalls
Let's
going around.
Let's talk about
now,
who's going to lose and who's going to win.
Herschel
Walker, how's he doing on his campaign?
He's so when I've been into the usually Labor Day on is when your campaign really starts.
He's working.
Okay,
he's
working. But the point is they're trying to attack him already, calling him uneducated. They don't like that. It's garbage.
The man's very smart. He's very intuitive.
Okay,
yeah,
so he's going after Warmoth, who's the incumbent, and yet the challenger is tied with him, and we're not even in the campaign yet. So it's a good sign.
How's Dr. Oz doing?
Attacking Oz. By the way, Fetterman is a communist, an ounce of known communist. He also has a lot. He says a silver spoon guy, and he's gonna lose. But they're trying to prevent Oz from doing this. All because Oz is a Jersey boy, supposedly. But Oz makes circles over Furman in intelligence.
Okay, so now that Carrie Lake has won. And
Carrie
Lake's going
to be governor in Arizona, hands down.
Fetterman
the fact that
everyone,
Everyone that won on Tuesday, and all of the Trump candidates that
America
won
first
Tuesday across the board, every one of those candidates will be elected in November. Everyone. There is no one that's going to lose there.
So how many gubernatorials are we going to take?
Everyone that's up for office, we will take.
Do you know how many we got?
We got two this
five?
Speed. What? No, what?
We got five?
By eight, something like that.
Five state governors. Do we have five
I
that we're
eight.
Taking?
I think eight.
Eight.
But it
were
doesn't
those
matter.
The ones that were stolen in the election?
No. No, every one of those stolen states we're going to take, and they already said they're going to every one of them will decertify. It doesn't
what happens
matter.
When we decertify? What's the next measure?
Trump gets inaugurated in automatically. You don't even need the Supreme Court.
Well, I'm not too thrilled with them, so
yeah.
Let's move on.
So that's
I know
it.
They did
once
some
you
good
decertify
things.
And hand over the other
but
ones,
they didn't do the most important.
That's why the
time,
that's why
the
left is
the
trying to get rid of the electoral college because they got to lose there.
And Pence.
Pence
and
is
Pelosi,
good. Pence.
And Schiff. Where's Nadler?
All those people.
He's been quiet.
All those people are going to be dying for treason.
Mazel. Good. Good.
No. Now,
what?
How many people saw CPAC?
I did.
Okay. There's a lot of things came out of it. First of all, let's do Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz called people who support killing babies ugly.
Okay.
By ugly, I'm talking about ugly on the inside, ugly on the outside, the evil, because they're killing life. And they support killing life, and they are very destructive. So Matt Gaetz, and I agree with that. Then you got Marjorie Taylor Greene, who announced yesterday and actually today that she may run for president in 2028.
Who?
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Okay. Go for it, Marjorie. She's got a voice. She's smart.
Then you got Lauren
Boebert.
We're shooting at with her defense of people and stuff and writing freedom. Then you got Ted Cruz and standing up a fight.
You got Carrie Lake.
That said that she will protect the borders. The first thing she's going to do is close the borders. And the other thing she's going to do is make sure that she'll get rid of all the drug dealers and all that stuff.
And fund the police and make sure they do their job.
And then you got Trump. Now, there's a lot of things Trump did yesterday and the day before. And we did it on the podcast a little bit, and we'll touch it on it now. Trump said he's going to close the Department of Education. It should be closed a long time ago. It should be localized. It should be strictly through the local states. It should be a state thing, not a federal thing. And the standards should be based on the education of the children inside each individual state. The teachers' unions must go. They're nothing but a left-wing think tank. And they are supporting indoctrination, recruiting kids to hate this country and hate people and turn them into something they're not because no one's born gay. They are indoctrinated, recruited to become something they're not. He also said, and I've been saying it, and he's agreed and working on it, and that's something we're going to be talking about in the next few weeks and months, is the fact that that drug dealers are serial killers. Addiction. If you're a local drug dealer, no minor guys, not the big time dealers and stuff that you see with billions of dollars and all that type of warehouse full of stuff, but minor street corner dealer. They are responsible in their lifetime for over 500 deaths. That means 500 people or more commit overdose, that OD from the stuff that they bought from the drug dealer. Right? The big time are in the thousands in their lifetime. Either way, they are known as serial killers. Now, Trump keeps talking about countries around the world. He goes to China, goes to Singapore, goes to other countries.
Even Russia.
And,
we're in a thing. Look what they did to that sports person.
Yeah, she carried pot and drugs in Russia. It's illegal. She got 9.5, 10 years. She committed the crime.
And she's going
to
be there.
She deserves to be the time. She does
exactly.
not deserve
you play,
to get released.
Play,
she is
pay.
A thug. She is a criminal. And she should have known better. But because she thinks she's... First of all, no one believes she's a she anyway. There's a lot of people think that he in woman's clothing. But either way, this person knew that drugs were illegal in the country of Russia. In fact, in most countries around the world.
And disrespected them.
She was brought in. So she deserves everything she gets.
And she got caught. The Enigma got caught.
Right. Now, Americans, for the most part, deserve to be taken home and be punished, but not with this. This is wrong, and she deserves to get hurt. Now, in Singapore, in Russia, in China, and elsewhere, if you are, even if you're a small-time drug dealer, responsible for a number of deaths, you'll be tried as a serial killer. They call it quick trial, and you'll get executed. And we got a caller. Let me get this caller in. Okay, you got a comment at 111? Tell us who you are and if you have any comments.
Yeah, this is Nas. Okay, first of all, the basketball player you're talking about is Brittany Griner. That's the person you're talking about. Now, the 10-year sentence was because they had to carry out the trial because you can't do a prisoner swap without the trial being finished. So, no, she's probably not going to be doing 10 years. They're going to make some kind of prisoner swap, and she'll be released back to the United States of America. But the thing that sticks out to me, and I don't know, man, I find this weird about conservatives and kind of those on the right, this idea of the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and everything else, that American citizens are supposed to possess. But all of a sudden, when it's somebody who you don't politically agree with, you're okay with them being railroaded in another country. That's insane to me.
Okay, let me answer that. Okay, now, first of all, she went to American citizens are protected on American soil. We do have an embassy in this, and we can't help but trying to do Swiss, but it takes time. But she is arrogant and doesn't want the help. She denied the help initially, and she was backtracking, and she was actually giving us a hard time. But
sir, hold on, that's not true. She was actually in discussion with the State Department. They rallied through the WNBA, through a go-between, and they were told early on not to make this a social media big deal because it would hurt their leverage as far as negotiating with Russia. So, no, she was in contact with the State Department, the consulate, and everybody from the beginning. So you got to remember, she's been going over there for like 7 years. So my guess is she's probably always traveled with a little something with her. But this particular time, just in the worst of bad luck, she happened to go over there right when the situation with Ukraine kicked up, and then you get the U.S. putting sanctions on Russia. So, of course, Russia's response is, hey, they're going to use her as leverage.
My question is, if she knew, she was traveling there for a number of years, and she knows that in that country that it is illegal to possess drugs, Why is she doing it in the first place? Ignorance is not defense.
No, that's my point again. It's not about ignorance. The point is, if you were freely allowed to do it, you think it's okay because you were allowed to do it. She's won a couple championships over there. The owner of the team she plays for is like a big gas billionaire. has a lot of sway in Russia. So I'm assuming this was something that she was allowed to get away with before. But once you bring the Ukrainian tension in and the, you know, Cold War 2.0 between U.S. and Russia, then all of a sudden, you know, there's a problem. So this is more than anything, this is about bad timing. She went over, I want to say, 3 weeks before the Ukrainian situation happened. So that's why you get what you get.
That's possible. But the thing is, again, you and I...
Why is she doing drugs?
Yeah.
Why not? I believe everybody has sovereignty and not only over their body,
so
but also their mind.
So you're pro-drug using?
I'm pro whatever you want to do that isn't affecting anyone else. I thought conservatives
were affecting
too, but I see you guys have taken a different position.
So you do drugs?
No. Do you?
No.
No. Well, I've seen plenty of people that OD and that die from drug overdoses for 14 in a matter of 10 years in the place I used to work with. Plus a client, lost his son and his son's friend, and we're trying to save the life of a woman who is being inundated with drugs and alcohol because of the bad people she's with. Addiction kills, period.
Okay, so you want a big government
so do you think pot
to determine
is a gateway
what somebody
to harder
can...
drugs?
No. And people haven't thought that since the 80s. Anybody who still thinks that needs to read a little bit more. No. Not true at all. I can't believe people still think that.
Because
that's
it's real.
That's mold Nancy
it's
Reagan.
True.
Well, it's
not
true.
We know everybody that OD
I'm 61 years old. It's true. Okay?
No.
I am telling you. It's true.
Well, you can tell me anything you want. I'm telling you what has actually been researched and verified.
And
what
there's
you
no excuse
know about
because
drugs.
Somebody has money
whoa. Said
there's
about
no excuse for using drugs and going over to another country and disrespecting their rules and regulations, whatever you do. And that, you know,
yeah,
I'll go
you,
one
I see
better.
You trying to run
that,
away from
that other player place. Has low self-esteem of itself. Because
that could
I don't
be.
Know if it's a woman or a
know.
Man.
See,
so you're good
on,
with that, too.
Well, you actually do know I'm a man, so calm that down. But first things first, no, we don't know if she is treating trauma. We don't know that. We don't know why anybody does
she's
anything
there,
as far as addiction.
She's there sentenced for 9.5 years. They didn't just arrest whatever it is, him or her, okay?
Well, it's a woman.
For no
You've
reason.
Before.
And, she, and it's called Russian roulette. You play, you pay.
No,
it doesn't
but
matter.
On,
7.5 years,
hold,
she got
hold on,
caught.
Hold on. You made a statement.
She got
you made
caught.
A statement. Yeah, you made a statement that you can't back up. You're quickly trying to move past it. You said
what's that?
Marijuana is a. You said
marijuana is a gateway to
yeah,
other drugs.
Yeah,
we've seen it.
You get stoned enough, you want to get
it.
A better high.
Marijuana.
Yes, completely.
First of all, let's put it this way. You know, with fentanyl coming in, we already have people dying that were laced with marijuana laced with fentanyl, spikes and hash and all that stuff are coming in into opioids and everything else. The biggest amount of people dying in this country is not COVID. It's drug overdose due to fentanyl.
No, it's heart disease.
Yes, it is.
COVID.
It's a scientific fact. Even the CDC says so.
No, it's heart disease. Now, first things first, okay. So when you're talking about drugs, the first thing you need to understand, our biggest problem with drugs is education. It's not the fact that drugs exist. So if a person doesn't know what a safe dosage is for them or doesn't know what tolerance they can handle as far as any drug, if they don't have that information, they do it by trial, which leads to the overdoses you just talked about. But no, the issue isn't that these drugs are so dangerous, we need a big government nanny state to stop everybody from doing drugs. No, the answer is to educate people so they know what the drugs do, what kind of effect the drugs are going to have on that person, and how they should handle themselves. If you educated people about drugs, you'd actually have, safer drugs out there as well, because then that way you could have people comfortable enough to bring their drugs to the police and to check them to see if their drugs are legit and aren't laced with fentanyl. Well, you said it's not going to happen, but it would save a lot of lives, and it'd be a much better option than
you. How about you don't do drugs and have some intelligence behind it and just be lucid?
If I bring the guns to the police, that ain't going to happen.
That's dreaming. Okay.
Well, it's not about drugs.
Why do people need to do drugs? Why do people need to do drugs?
There's thousands of reasons for them. Each individual is going to be specific, but there's no, you know, pamphlet
poor
you can lay out
skills.
Where you say this is why
poor
everybody does
skills.
Drugs.
Like to have a high because I just can't sit there and just
if you don't mind me,
for some people, yes, that'll be true. For others, that won't be true.
That's sad.
Okay.
Now that we move past that sad, how do
you
address it?
Okay, fine.
What state are you calling from?
Oh, I'm in Georgia, man. Where are you guys at?
Florida. We are the free state of Florida.
You're in Florida? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in Georgia.
Right.
But
let
me
guess, you guys.
Are you a Stacey Abrams supporter?
Why would it matter?
I'm asking
because
you a question. Answer.
Like
answer.
Are you a Trump supporter?
Absolutely.
Yep.
100%.
There we go.
We are MAGA. We believe in the Constitution.
Do you think the 2020 election was stolen?
You shouldn't vote for him.
Do you think the 2020 election was stolen?
No, he lost.
Okay.
Did you ever see 2,000 Mules?
Yeah, I've seen it, and I also watched the debunking of it. Have you watched the debunking videos of it?
Yeah, I know. That's the
last thing
I caught. Did you know that we arrested over 100 people and more coming because of that movie? Plus, there's more coming in the next 2 weeks.
100 people have not been arrested because of that movie.
Wisconsin is certifying. Arizona is certifying. American people.
Wisconsin has had mail-in voting for 10 years. You realize that, right? They had mail-in voting when Scott Walker was elected in Wisconsin.
Mail-in ballots, the absentee ballots you request is not mass mail-in ballots. And anyway, drop boxes have been ruled illegal in Wisconsin.
So let's go by you guys' logic. You're telling me that because of drop boxes, the election was stolen, and the election was stolen.
The election was stolen. Because they multiplied the ballots.
Yeah, let's lay out your case and see if your case makes sense. So the states that are contested and being questioned about are Republican strongholds, meaning Republicans oversaw the process in the state, meaning Georgia, New Mexico, Florida, Arizona, and also Pennsylvania.
So you're telling me the Republican Party,
which oversaw those elections, allowed the election to be stolen. That's what you're telling me.
We have, yeah, because Ducey. That's Ducey in Arizona is going, he's term limit anyway, but he's gone. That's why you got Carrie Lake is going to be the next governor there.
And then you got the guy in Wisconsin,
Tuesday is the primary there, and you see the America First mega candidates going in.
You're talking about elections right now. I'm asking you about the election. You claim
I think
was stolen.
The election was stolen.
How come?
It was stolen.
Those
hands
states
down,
were
stolen.
Overs-
and we're getting
Joseph,
rid of
what
all
was
this
that
shit.
Election
Oversight
in Arizona where
Party.
The people were running and they voted for themselves and it showed that no vote, nothing was counted for them?
That was in Georgia.
Oh, that was in Georgia.
And what happened was,
Georgia,
and this is the Democrat Party.
Oh,
this is
Democrat Party. Tell this young
How
man.
How about this? How about this? Georgia, a typical Republican stronghold, was lost and became purple because your boy, Trump, was so unpopular outside of his original base that he actually had those states vulnerable.
The governor was paid off and is a rhino and screwed Trump.
Did you just say the governor bought off the attorney general?
I am telling you. Okay, we agree to disagree.
Do you know who the governor of Georgia is, man?
Yeah, Kemp. Stacey Abrams the first time around because of Trump. This time around, Trump didn't support him, but he won anyway. And that's because
you just called Brian Kemp a rhino.
He is. He's a criminal. He's going to be held for being a traitor.
Eventually. But the thing is,
you can laugh
meantime,
all you want. Okay,
we support Herschel Walker.
Why didn't you guys go to CPAC?
Stacey Abrams is not going to be your next governor.
Stacey Abrams is going
to. And if she attempts to steal it, she will go to jail.
We have a team in the election team is there. And if we catch her stealing, she will be arrested.
And I got better news. Your basketball player in Russia will be serving its sentence. Because they're not going to let a criminal, they're not going to trade a known terrorist criminal for it.
Are you an American?
You're in dreamland.
Yeah, we're
no,
American, but we're not going to give up a murderer.
You're in dreamland.
For a drug dealer.
Yeah,
and I believe that you're a drug dealer.
You see,
I don't care what you
want.
Okay, well, you called my show. I'm the truth.
And
I'm stressing to you. You know, you pro somebody doing drugs, you should figure out what your level of drugs should
you
be.
You should figure out
are you a parent?
Level.
Are
you
a parent?
You speak at a fifth grade reading.
Are you
a
parent?
Sound like a smart man. I'm your parent.
Are you a parent? I don't care. Are you a parent?
I'll come to your show to advance. I've come to your show to help you. I'm your parent.
I do help people. I don't think people
should be doing
drugs.
I've come to help you.
I will
you.
Help them
You're
to get off drugs, to live life where they're lucid and they can have good coping skills.
Okay,
and I
suffer from
not
thank
weak
you.
Mental people who need to smoke a joint or do
okay,
a pipe or pop a pill or do a drink. That is unacceptable because life should be lived where you're happy within and without. That means you're an unhappy individual who needs a buzz. Why is that?
I gave him enough time. He was on for about 20 minutes. The deal is he's so far left. First of all, we're not going to trade a known terrorist for a drug dealer. A drug addict. That's not going to happen. Yeah, we want all Americans home, but we don't want to do it that way. And yes, if she did travel to Russia several times over some many years, she has to know the customs and the laws there. There is no excuse for her doing what she did. She committed a crime. She's paying the time. Period. We cannot be soft on crime, no matter where it is, and that's down here. As far as this guy, I'm telling you right now, first of all, it's storming out if you haven't heard. But the thing is, I'm going to tell you right now. If this guy that called gets caught stealing elections or involved in any kind of stealing, the election integrity team will be there and will take him into custody, and he'll be spending 5 to 10 years in the prison. That's it. We are not taking any garbage anymore across the country. They tried it with Kerry Lake this past week with Mayor Copeland County, and they're trying. And I'll tell you, Fox News is really bad news.
Hey, where's our caller? They hung up.
I kicked him.
Wow, how many are like that?
I don't know, but I kicked him right now. I said I thanked him for calling, and I kicked him. But the point is. You can't go out. I mean, first of all, you hide this number. You did the 111 thing. I knew it was a troll at that point. But we do in our shows, we allow the trolls to talk and we debate them with the humans. But look, there's no way this guy wants to kill. He wants to kill our friend, basically. He's no better than a serial killer.
I wrong?
No, you're right. And
okay.
I'm telling you, we are going after the dealers here. We have a deal with Ashley Moody in how she has a task force set up here in Florida to get rid of these dealers in charge of a serial killer. I gave her 10 names that I knew. and number one is the one that's associated with this young lady that we're trying to save. She is deadly, and she
they're
is dangerous.
They're letting out that enigma from Russia? They're trading? No, they're not.
They're not trading anybody. That deal was kicked off because the American people were incensed to give up a terrorist.
I mean, who's going to do
that?
And what makes it more funnier, he had fuels of fire, and this Enigma was been doing it for years.
And
that billionaire allowed it.
For thugs. He makes excuses for criminals.
What did you hear? He incriminated people.
Yeah, no, he makes excuses. He's
oh
the guy who made excuses for bad people. This is not good.
You know what? Russia should be investigating whoever was behind the basketball stuff.
Yeah, we'll see where that goes. His money's involved. He's right there. But the thing is that.
And he admitted it to, that girl is a man.
Yeah, we all knew that.
So he's for transgender too.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
There's only two sexes. This all the stuff, the blockers and everything. Thank God for Governor DeSantis making it illegal in the state of Florida.
That was really a good debate
with the guy. What?
That was interesting, that debate with the guy.
Yeah, it was good, but everybody's on top of each other, and I used the headset and the phone to do it. But the point was, because I couldn't hear
he
him.
He thinks that smoking pot is okay,
and it is a gateway drug.
And you need to know how much drug you can handle, so this way you don't die.
Yeah, that's wrong too. You go to extreme. And then you get the stuff laced with fentanyl and all that type of stuff. Look,
he's okay with it. You just have to know how much you can do.
Fentanyl is the number one killer in this country right now.
Do you know that a pin drop of fentanyl will kill you?
Look, the number one killer of all Americans from 18 to 45 is fentanyl laced drugs, period. And that's the CDC came out with that.
He's probably calling Stacey Abrams right now.
Hey, Stacey Abrams, you listen to the show. If we catch you stealing, you're going to prison. Plain and simple.
Same thing
with Nikki Fried or Charlie Crist
or any other stuff.
Because the only way Democrats learn how to win is by cheat. And if we get
caught, you're going to jail. Kemp was a rhino.
Yeah, and the only thing is Kemp is going to win the election.
All those holds on Republican were rhinos. That's how we got screwed.
But in Georgia, because of the way it's set up, we have to support Kemp. We got to hold our nose to support Kemp because we never want
Kemp will be held as a
safety.
Traitor.
Yeah, but until then, we got to keep him
and
in office
general,
because
and whoever
we don't
else.
Want safety.
Until
agents.
Then, we support the piece of duck.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So let's get back to topic. So I read today that Indiana is the first state to totally ban abortion. Was that correct on what I read?
Yeah. No, I don't know about the first state, but there's several. And it's going down the line. And then Kansas voted to stay with their own.
Okay, that was their choice. They want to kill babies.
Another guy in the chat room.
They want Trump, but they want to kill babies.
Yeah, I know.
You know? So CPAC. So you were saying Matt Gaetz said that it's ugly. That they're ugly.
Yeah, it's ugly. But he's not just talking about the drug dealers and stuff like that. He's talking about criminals and drugs and
it is bad.
Human trafficking, the open borders. But he's also talking about murder and killing life. Life begins at conception.
Yes.
When the sperm hits the egg. And that's what he's talking about murder. And when you abort a child, you're actually murdering life. You're killing life. It's ugly inside and out. It's a physical damage to the body and a psychological damage to the mind when you do that. And don't tell me women don't feel that, because they do. Unless you're totally mentally incompetent. But then again, Democrats list communism as a disease, or they used to call liberalism as a mental disease or mental disorder. And it's starting to show. And then you got this George Soros, state attorney out of Hillsborough County, that got fired because he refused to do his job. When you take a job as a state attorney, you got to follow the Constitution, the oath that you take, to obey the Constitution of the state of Florida in this case, and the Constitution of the United States, And he refused to do it because under Florida law, if you violate certain things, including after 15 weeks, if you commit abortion, you go to jail.
You know, I read
law.
Today that there are doctors that don't want to be in our state because of DeSantis. They're leaving because of this,
because
they can't
because
do the abortions.
I don't know, that's kind of wacky. Yeah, see, when you do it, when you take the hypocritical oath, you're supposed to save life, protect life. That's what you got to do. I agree. And if your doctor cannot protect a life, then he shouldn't be a doctor in the first place.
Exactly.
So leave the I want a doctor that saves lives, not kill lives.
Right. Does everything they can to make sure that life, because life is precious. You know, you really don't know it until you feel like that last breath. Oh shoot, I'm dead. Mm. You know,
yeah.
Okay, and
yeah,
they don't
you know
see
what?
That. It's like they take it for granted.
Yeah, most people I know fight for life and support life. You know, when a woman gets to
when
a
real
accident,
doctor loses a patient, it takes a lot out of their mind. Oh my God,
yeah,
I lost
a
patient. You don't think there's emotion behind that?
They don't care.
So if you want to kill, then you're not a real doctor. You're just a paycheck piece of shit.
You're a murderer, plain and simple.
Exactly.
Now, the thing is, a woman who's pregnant gets into a car accident and dies, and was killed because of the car accident. That person that caused that accident gets charged with 2 counts of vehicle manslaughter, because on the eyes of the law, there were 2 lives there: the mother and the baby.
If there's an accident and the mother dies, can they save the baby once the mother dies? Are they able to?
That happens a lot, and if they can't, they'll charge the person with 2 counts of murder.
There's no way of saving the baby's life once.
No, they can. It's been known to happen.
They open up the belly immediately and take the baby out.
Yeah, it's known to happen. Yeah. Anyway, we're running down on the show.
That was a great show. I totally enjoyed it. She called back again. Want a new topic. I wanted to know if they were a parent.
Topic. Yeah, he won't answer that because he's just...
Why?
Whatever.
Why?
Because he won't.
I would love to talk about abortion with that.
Because he's corny. A parent like that shouldn't be a parent because his kids will be in trouble. That's the problem.
I have a question. The Sesame Place. That place,
yeah.
Where was it? Do you know?
No, Philadelphia.
Okay.
Anyway, we're down to summer. On Wednesday, if everything works out right, and I think it is, you're going to have Brenda Pham from the District 6 here in the school board.
Here in Broward County?
Broward County.
Very lovely.
She's coming on.
Absolutely.
And there's a couple other people coming on.
23rd is our primary.
And this guy Christian also is coming on. I'm not sure it'll be also on Wednesday or be next Sunday. We voted. Yeah, we voted.
We did call for our ballots. We did.
Yeah, we got them.
And they're very different. A major 180 on since the last election.
You have to swear that everything you did was follow the law and everything
else.
That you're mentally confident, that you have no criminal
record.
That you're American.
And you live inside where you reside and who you are,
Right, and then you got to sign it. And it also has a barcode on it.
The envelopes were different. It had a tape on it. You don't even have to lick the lip anymore.
You don't have to
lick
the envelope anymore.
And
it's a barcode on it.
That was pretty cool.
That scans into the computer. And if your name pops up on there for whatever reason,
Next is DNA. Next is a thumb for DNA. We're going for that. We're going.
But it's called election integrity, and we did it here, and we're doing it in every other state.
This way,
and,
in the 50 states,
by the way,
once you do that, you cannot vote again. You can't
I urge everyone to watch 2000 Mules and the movie Rigged. Those two, and come and go to True the Vote. All of that stuff, the scientific facts. In fact, the same way we got that Al Qaeda terrorists in Afghanistan this past week, is the same method that we followed the Mules. You can't debunk
algorithms.
Right. We got them all.
But it's true. And we told the guy about the Georgia, about the Democrat.
And we actually saved a woman who was going to lose in the Democrat primary. And it was going to be stolen from her. And she actually won it. We caught
it. They didn't count their own votes. Hey, I'm running, but I didn't vote for myself. That makes a lot of sense. And they were caught.
That's how they knew.
And
the candidate that split the stolen is now in prison. So that's what we're doing.
Stacey Abrams.
We will put you in jail.
She's heading. She ain't going to win. She's not even going to win dog catcher.
Yeah, anyway, we got to go.
Anyway, this is Scarlett saying, I'll be back on Wednesday, 8 p.m., folks. It's business week. And I want to, God bless President Trump. Excellent speech from CPAC and from Wisconsin. Very good. I totally enjoyed. And God bless him. God bless America. God bless Kerry Lake. We won. And God
get
bless
out,
all
vote.
Our listeners and everybody. Have a great week. And I'll be back on Wednesday. This is Scarlett saying, have a great night. God bless you. Good night. Bye.
Get out and vote. Get out and vote on Tuesday in Wisconsin. All for America First. Make a candidate straight down the list. Every one of them that Trump supports. Plus, get out and vote here in Florida. Early voting starts tomorrow. Get out there and vote. All America First. Make your candidates. Make America great again. God bless you all, and have a great day. See you Wednesday.
My children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I'm free, and I'm today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who